All right, let's say good morning to Frank Tillman.
Good morning, good morning.
Glad to see you again.
It's a little chilly.
It is, isn't it?
So I got down to 302, I saw like an SUV go by, and then as he sped up, I could see the ice coming off of the top of his car, the snow, and I says, well, that answers my question. Somebody got snow last night.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess there's more to come.
There's more to come. I guess that's... Well,
a weekend in New England?
A weekend in New England. You know, what else can we take? Pretty soon it's going to be raining frogs and doing stuff like that. But yeah. And it's Mother's Day. I think shout out to all of the mothers in the community. We were just talking about how crazy life has been. So, you know, all the ladies that work in the bank, mothers, and some of them have kids at home, and they're trying to, you know, have school. They're, you know, and they're working, and sometimes they're working from home, working in the office, and it is crazy.
Yeah, just imagine that. You know, you're still trying to do your work, and you're doing it online with your computer.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you got your children over here who are also trying to do stuff online.
Yep. And a lot of us don't have such great broadband. So
true.
You know, when somebody hits the enter, and then all of a sudden the thing goes down, and two of my daughters live down in the New York City area, so. One has three kids at home, plus, so it's a family of five, and they've been pretty much shut down. I mean, they have a good yard. They can go outside, thank God, and, you know, run all that energy. I did a Skype with them, I guess FaceTime, and I said, well, where are the kids? She says, oh, they're chasing each other with Nerf arrows. And I said, good for them. Get out and run and, you know, and get even with your brother for what he said last night. But
they're having fun. That's
they are.
Good.
They
making
are.
Making
and,
it work.
You know, they, again, because it's an area that has a much more robust internet. I mean, they're able to handle that all.
Sure.
I tried working from home, and it's just the internet is spotty enough that, you know, it's only 8 miles to work. I can go barricade it myself in my office, and plus I miss people.
You get that one-on-one dynamic that you do miss.
Yeah.
So you're better off to go get the work done than fight with your computer.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Yeah.
All right, so what's been going on? You've been leading up to a different dynamic at the bank, because things are kind of loosening up a little bit.
They're
more.
Loosening up a little bit. We've gone through the second round of the small business PPP loans, and you know not as many applications are coming in, and they tend to be a little bit smaller. There are some small businesses, but we have more. I mean, I went through my customer list yesterday. I said, "Pidgey, that person hasn't applied," so we're doing some reaching out on that. But we think that program is sort of winding down. I mean, nationwide, I think they spent about half of the money. And then the next big push will come once they're all funded is that we have to get ready for the forgiveness, because if they've used the funds for the reason that they certify, then some or all of the loan will be forgiven dependent upon how they use the money.
Okay.
But we still don't have the rules yet as to how to do that, nor do we have the form. So it'll be interesting. You know, I always used to be accused of making stuff up as I went along, but, you know, I'm not running a $350 billion program, and I'm glad I'm not running the program. Yeah. But anyway, so that'll be the next step. And then what we're really focusing on is how do we get ready, because we you know have been working with the reading what the state says. I think there'll be another press conference today about how will we transition from locking down or shutting down to opening up for business. And I think it you know whatever the rules are, those are the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that it's going to involve masks. I'm sure it's going to involve maintaining safe distances in your lobbies.
Mm-hmm.
So we've our maintenance guy Bert Sousa has built. I guess they call them sneeze screens at the teller lines and between the tellers. So every time you have an office that doesn't have 6 feet separation, then you have, so offices where somebody has to sign materials, you have to have a, you know, a sneeze screen, and they sign the papers. I don't know if anybody remembers the Caledonia National Bank in Danville, but they had just a little place that you could slide your stuff through as you know, based on that. I think they were, you know, they're held up by some of the robbers in the 1930s. So that's kind of what those screens look like. And so I think we have them almost all ready. Mm-hmm. And then we'll probably go low tech on the safe distancing, put a piece of masking tape on the floor.
And a lot of businesses have done that. It works.
Yeah. And, works. You know, I went to the supermarket. You go up one way.
They're one-way streets.
Yeah.
And not enter.
I said, there's only three people in the store, and I it's right down there, but I don't want to have to go walk all the way down.
Frank, but we all need the exercise.
I know, especially me, who needs the exercise. But I snuck down.
Yep.
And I, you know, maybe I'm on some tape somewhere is violating that. But I think it's just going to take an adjustment for everybody. You know, how are we gonna provide masks for customers? I mean, I think, we all have our own opinions on personal space and personal privacy, and we'll have to sort through that. But it's more important to get open and then follow the rules than to worry about, you know, whether or not the rules are good. I mean, they're the rules of the rules.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a kid in grammar school or elementary school, rules, I didn't always think that rules are rules.
Rules were made to be broken.
Well, no, but I didn't think that. But
back, we're talking
that's
back
how,
then.
That's how I behaved.
Yeah.
We've all almost done. A challenge, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So but it sounds like, you know, the bank is doing a really great job from the beginning to where we are at this point of
So I think
making
it work for everybody. Yeah. I think... you know, and it's actually been good for some of our customers that have kind of seen that. Yes, they can do things, online and over the phone and through the the mobile phone. So, but there are just some things, you know, that you have to do in person.
Yeah.
I mean, we do some lending online, but at some point you have to meet the customer. You know, a mortgage loan we can get all the way through the application process, but then you have to kind of sit down and talk to them what the terms are, and you know, and not everything is cut and dried, and you know, well, what if I, and typically with a mortgage loan, well, I want to put $20,000 down, but I'm going to need maybe $2,000 to buy a washer and dryer. Can I only put $18,000 down? So you just need to be able to talk that through with a loan officer and get a feel of them. And, you know, not that it's infallible, but, we've talked about it, even at board meetings, seeing is believing. You know, you can gauge people's reactions and
but you'll work it out with a customer, whether they're sitting there in front of you,
absolutely.
You're working it through the internet or on the telephone.
I've had a great time with meeting some of my, you know, I would say older customers in terms of how long we've known them. You forget how enjoyable it is to, you know. So sometimes meeting customers is not all that efficient, because then you start, how are the kids? How are, you know, but that on the other hand, that's what makes us human is to care about those things. So, you know, we'll get through that. I mean, I think I'm not sure what all businesses will be open. I'm sure it's going to be some manufacturing, but we have some small manufacturing companies that are they're itching to get open, but do they have the orders?
So your bank's doors aren't open yet.
They're not open yet. I think we'll know more today when we listen to the governor. I've heard mid-May, maybe June 1st. I mean, whatever the day is, the day is.
Okay. But you're getting prepared for that.
We are. We are. Mm-hmm. And we don't... I think one of the things that we will need some time to do is to do a thorough cleaning of all of our, you know, spaces.
Yeah.
I mean, with all the takeout meals that we've had, our dumpster bill has gone up a little bit. But anyway, so that's, you know, and restaurants are going to have the same things. I've talked to the people at Tuttle's. How are you going to manage 6 feet, talk to some of the other cafes. I mean, it's going to be a challenge, as I said, but, you know, I think the message to the community is when we open, please, please, please support your local businesses. You know, they're going to need it now more than ever because they've been operating on a reduced schedule and they need the help now. And I think every business I've talked to has seen a reduction in business, significant in some cases. I have this funny story of when the Depression started, and it was Bob Burrows, who was a local. He sheared sheep. That's how I met him, and lived out on Peachbrook Road, and was a character. Best way to describe him, little Scotsman. So we got talking one day, and I asked him about, you know, how did the Depression affect Vermont? Because he would have been probably a kid or a teenager during most of that. And he says, you know, he said, it's interesting. He said, in our family, we didn't notice much different because we were poor, you know, before the recession. And, you know, and the only thing I noticed that Dad put up more pigs. and so I think there's that kind of common sense that, you know, we do what it takes to survive.
Sure.
And there's been a lot of that going around. And then you're talking to whatever the people's business are. I talked to a guy that, you know, runs a weekend auto repair stop. And he says, you know, people just stop driving. So if you're not driving, you're not putting 3,000 miles on in a quarter. So, but he says, at some point, we're going to get back to driving, and I've got to make sure that I've got enough supplies and all things like that. I was just talking to your wife about, you know, her dad and barbering, and you know, I don't know how you know, barbering. I mean, you can't cut somebody's hair from six feet away.
I'll have a ponytail pretty soon, Frank. You keep coming in every week, and before you know it, I'll have braids.
It's starting to curl in the back, and it's not a good look for me. That's all I can say.
So are we going to continue to get your weekly updates?
Yeah, I think
this is good.
We'll continue until we open again, and then we'll try to get back to a kind of a regular schedule and get the other people in because, you know, we'll have to go back to, you know, having products and sales and discussions about things in general.
Interesting times. I mean, we do appreciate your weekly updates.
I jump out of bed on Friday morning and says, I get to again talk to Steve. That's
right. That's our listeners.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, enjoy the weekends. Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day.
Thank you much. All right, Take Frank care. Tillman, CEO, Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.